I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, live from E3 2017. And joining me is my co-host, Pete Rock. Pete.
Greetings and salutations, sir.
No Paris. First time since we've been here, coming here to CBS.
Yes. Yeah. Paris has been, how do I say?
He's making moves.
That's about it. He's doing business.
Yes.
Now, he's out doing his thing. He'll be joining us tomorrow.
Yep. And so, we probably have another guest tomorrow. We'll see.
Potentially.
But we have a guest for today.
Let's intro our guests today.
All right, go for it.
Hey, I'm Ed McGlone from Twinfinite.
I'm Yami from Twinfinite.
And I'm Z from Twinfinite.
Oh. So, wow, Twinfinite has been taking over, man. Wow. So you came, like, what they go, the whole team just?
Well, we got eight people in.
Eight? Wow. Yeah. You know what? Gotta give it to Yami, man.
Well, we have 30 people.
What? 30?
But
wow.
We brought
what?
Eight people.
So when we met, you had how many?
15.
Wow, man.
All contributors. Nobody getting paid.
We're rolling deep this E3.
Yeah, we roll deep.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I'm proud of her, man. You know, I remember the first time she came to E3, first day.
It's going
to
make fun of me.
All dressed up, ready for business.
Like she was
and then
like
she was going to wear jeans little, and t-shirts.
Yeah,
like,
now,
wait a minute.
Now I'm in a Wonder Woman shirt. Like, I don't care anymore.
Rolling out of bed in sweatpants.
Yeah. They're lucky I'm not wearing joggers.
For those that don't know much about Twinfinite, can you tell us a little about that, about the website?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We're a video game site. We love video games, so we love to write about them. And that's what we do.
Right.
You can find us online, you know, on the interwebs.
Yeah.
www, some people might say.
All right. So head over to gamertagware.com or play.it/gamertag. Listen to our past episodes. Make sure to share it. All right, Pete?
Yeah.
Share it.
Share the audio. Share the webs, as you call them. You young whippersnappers.
Yeah. Super important. Help us support GTR. Also, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and other podcast directories. All right. So, day two. I'm lost, man.
Have you been here the entire time?
No, we came in on Sunday.
Okay. So, the standard trip in. Mm-hmm. So,
Today, anything good today? Any games?
Let's let the guests
lady first.
Talk.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
You want to start?
Well, the most exciting thing I saw today was probably Neck 2.
Mm.
I didn't see a lot today.
You're busy at the media room.
Mostly. But in all seriousness, Neck 2 was really good. Like I thought the first game was just trash, but the second one is really like an astounding improvement over the original.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in terms, just it was just fun to play.
Cool.
Yeah.
You Yami?
The best thing I've seen is Super Mario Odyssey today.
Oh, man. I'm dying to see that. Tomorrow I'll see that.
I can't wait. I want to buy a Switch. Well, I was going to say I want to buy a Switch for Super Mario Odyssey, but that's a lie. I want to buy a Switch for Mario Rabbids.
Oh, that's my game, too.
She... Only reason she wants that is because that Rabbit's Peach. Right? Rabbit's Peach.
She's iconic, flawless.
Yeah.
My new queen.
Yeah. But it's cool that Mario Odyssey is getting this buzz. You know, everybody's thinking about power and 4K. You know, it's just Mario, little portable device.
Yeah.
It's cool. So you got a hands on or just more?
I played hands on.
Yeah. So what was like any cool levels? Like what?
Yeah, we started in the Metro City level, so it was basically New Donk City.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just running around as Mario in the hub world, and it's the city. It was really cool. You could do random things, like you just start dancing next to Pauline. It's just very, very random stuff because she's near music, and then he'll start dancing if you like press a button there. And then also there's like a random jump rope, and you might start a mini game there if you're next to a jump rope and you can start jumping. Like, it's little things like that. It's just, it's fun, you know? There's no need for anything complicated.
Is it similar to like
Super Mario Sunshine?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Okay.
That's the one that it's most similar to.
So no Mario Galaxy type of vibe though, right?
A little bit, but not as much as it reminds me of Super Mario Sunshine, for sure.
Okay. And you?
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to show my bias here. I actually love Sonic Mania.
You know, I'm actually going to see that tomorrow.
Yeah, so cool. Sonic Mania, as someone who grew up with a Sega Genesis, not a Super Nintendo when I was a child. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Good job. Genesis. Good job.
I've been fiending for a proper Sonic game for a very, very long time. Sonic 3 and Knuckles is probably the last true great, great Sonic game. Don't worry, wrong. It had its highs and lows over the course of the last decade or two.
Yeah,
right? But Sonic 3, no one's ever come close to kind of nailing that nostalgic feel. Sonic Mania, after playing it, there's no doubt in my mind that it is finally going to break that Sonic cycle. It's finally going to kind of really bring back that nostalgic feel. It felt just like the originals. The first like proper like expansion of the originals that I've really felt since Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
And which version they had there that you got to play?
They had the Xbox version.
Xbox version? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Emerald.
How do you feel playing Sega on Xbox?
It's weird. You know? It's really weird. But as long as I have a D-pad, as long as I got a jump button, you know what I mean?
It's true.
It all kind of clicks. It all kind of feels familiar.
Yeah, true. And you, Pete?
I've had an action-packed day.
I think out of us three, you had the best.
If anything, it's been a lot of fun. Started off the day with Agents of Mayhem from Volition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge Saints Row fan. Obviously, you know, the shoot 'em up guy, right?
Definitely.
Always loved GTA, and then you love the snarky, rude, silly high school antics of, you know, the Saints Row group.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of fun. And then, you know, as Paris calls, the GOAT, got to check out Call of Duty World War II or whatever.
Yeah.
God, it's bringing me back. It's going to be
old school.
I think I'm back. And then the new GOAT. The new GOAT, Destiny 2.
We have to talk about this. So we were at the JW hanging out. We had to take a break because I'm like, all right, I got to have a drink. So we started talking and I asked you, You play the PC version. You said yes. So how is the controls of the PC version compared to like the PlayStation 4?
Obviously, I'm used to having my controller, whether it be the DualShock. Is it still called the DualShock? Am I just old?
I think it is.
Playing with the PS4 controller, playing with the Xbox, because I doubled up. Obviously, the Xbox was my main, but I'm so used to knowing how to do it, and I've been playing, on keyboard mouse for the past couple of months, so I'm fairly, used to it and accustomed to where things are.
Mm-hmm.
But just the placement of, and obviously I didn't go into the bindings to try and figure out where to move my supers and my class power, because now there's a class power on top of the super that you would normally use. Mm-hmm. So it was just, and it was getting used to, your kinetic, your special, and your power weapons. It was still, you can still feel the draw of what Destiny brings. So I liked it. I one of the cool things was when you're shooting against one of the enemies, like before it didn't matter where you hit them, whether you hit them in the toe or you hit them in the pinky or in the stomach, it didn't make a difference. The only time it impacted the character differently was when you got, somewhere in the headshot area. But now, like, if you hit them in the arm or in the hand where they're holding the weapon, they react distinctly to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was, a lot of, attention to detail for that. Mm-hmm. So, it was good stuff. Yeah.
I had a chance to play the PC version too, and now I'm torn because it looks so good, right? Didn't the PC version look so incredible? And I thought for sure I was going to be sold on getting either the PS4 or the Xbox version. I have doubled up too, so I have friends on both. But I really want to play the PC version too, just because how pretty it is. It looks the 60 frames per second and the improved visuals is definitely noticeable. So.
Yeah, at one point I was, when I first jumped on, and whoever was playing was on like 26 Red Bulls because the sensitivity was set to to max. And I was like, is this 60 frames?
That happened to me too with playing Battlefront 2 for the first time. It's like I'm not. I'm all controller. I can't play the mouse and keyboard, but go ahead.
But then, I actually left it there because I was like, you know what? Let me just get used to this.
Yeah.
You know, let me see what the kids are playing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just left it at the super high sensitivity, but it, at the end of the day, it was still Destiny. It still has that core feel of, you know, what the original brought with obviously the addition of new things. So yeah, I've already got my pre-order. That's known.
Oh yeah.
So I'm already
both
pre-ordering
PlayStation 4 and PC version. Wow.
I have not pre-ordered. He's a huge fan. I have not pre-ordered the PC yet.
Yet.
It
yet
will happen. Okay. Obviously. Okay. So, but yeah, I'll more than likely main though on PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
PC. It's going to be more situational and fun playing with friends and stuff like that.
Are there any surprises? Any game that you got to see maybe the past few days that you were like very, very surprised?
Yeah.
I see Yami saying,
Z and I are looking at each other right now because...
Metal Gear Survive? It was like...
It was good. Yeah. It was actually good.
Why surprise you so much?
We thought it would be terrible.
Yeah. Well, actually, I played it too, and I had a pretty good team. It's very challenging too, right?
Well, our team was actually pretty bad.
Yeah, our team was. We were carrying the team.
Yeah, but
so for those who don't know, it's like kind of like a horde mode.
Yeah.
You team up with four players. Is it four?
I think three others.
Three.
Yeah. So four of in total.
Yeah, four in total. Yeah. There you go. So like. The second and third wave, I'm like, okay, wait a minute.
Crazy.
Like, usually it's like super easy, yeah, but it was like really challenging too. So,
did you get the D-Walker in your place?
Yes, I went to get it. Me and this other person.
We were the only ones that got it.
No one on our team got it. Yeah. So we just went, like, because the spokesperson was telling us, oh, there might be something really cool there. So we just went off completely alone.
Yeah.
And then we saw the Walker gear sitting there, and we're like, yeah, when you
I was smashing everybody. I was like, walking, yeah. It's cool. But it was a game that really surprised me too, man, big time.
Yeah, that was the biggest
one. Honestly, I went there to the meeting. I'm like, man, this game is going to be terrible. But I'll support, you know, they invited us.
Yeah, we wanted to support regardless. But
honestly, it surprised me big time.
Yeah.
Any cool moments while playing that too? Like besides that,
the walkers. I really like. Oh, there was this funny moment that Z just like lost her mind. You know, in the beginning of any round, you're waiting in like a loading screen. It's just like an empty space, and all the characters are there, and you can shoot each other and have fun before you start the game and ready up, basically.
Yeah, so no one knew what they were doing.
Yeah, nobody knew that you had to stand in the middle of like a circle to ready
the
up.
The yellow one. It was like
a yellow one.
Yeah.
So Z's standing on it.
Everyone's just shooting each other, and I was just playing with the controls, trying to figure out what I was doing, but like I couldn't really figure anything out because everyone was shooting at me. Then I realized that you could place fences around yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So she fenced herself in the one spot.
So you were trapped? You were trapped the whole time?
In the one spot that you can be to ready up.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's preventing everybody else.
Yeah. Everybody's like, hey,
no.
That's cool. So today... Honestly, yesterday we were really frustrated, and I bet you guys too.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
It was like too packed. Today, I felt like it was super organized compared to like the first day. I think they let people in earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
When I got there, it was completely empty. I'm like, wait a minute, is it because it's early or did they make some changes or what? But today was a good day for me. It was a lot easier for me to walk around, go into different appointments, smooth. Everything was smooth today. What about you guys?
I put organized like in quotes.
Well, in quotes, yeah. But you know what I'm saying.
Comparatively, yeah. Maybe to the first day. I think I agree with you that the first day was just a complete just a madness.
Mess.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
The first day I was like, what is going on? What happened?
Everybody was frustrated. Everybody was frustrated.
Every appointment was like a problem for us.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Late.
Starting
but yeah, go ahead.
Like
yeah, I know
yeah but I was gonna say, you know what I think it is? I think the people who are there for the first time, I think they kind of figured out how it works by day two. So maybe around the first day, they're kind of walking around without a sense of purpose. They're kind of just there, taking up space, not sure how E3 really works, how you're supposed to get on lines. And once they know, okay, now I know where everything is. Now I know how to get from one hall to the other. I know how to find the lines. I think people kind of get used to it. Maybe that's why maybe it wasn't as just crowded and crazy as it was in day one.
Yeah. And you?
No? Yeah, no, the first day was insane for me. I disagree with the crowds. I still feel it was a ton of people.
A lot of yellow badges.
Yeah, right? Like overwhelming swarm. If you look at them like zombies, it was like an apocalypse.
But in a way, it's like I think the industry needs needs that type of crowd too, and you know, I just feel like Gamescom, they do it perfectly.
Yeah, there's I'm not opposed to people coming in. I think that Gamescom and TGS do it perfectly.
Oh yeah, you went to TGS, Tokyo Game Show.
They do the first 2 days are press. That's awesome.
See, if they would have done that, perfect. Yeah, perfect. Cool.
I agree. I think TGS does it perfectly. You have a day or two for press, and you do a day or two for everyone, and everyone's happy in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your thoughts about the press conference? I know it was like a couple of days ago, but just quick, any opinions about like any announcements that you liked? That you were like, okay, cool. Or
oh yeah, Ubisoft in general. I was really excited for a lot of their games.
You know, I talked to everybody, and everybody's saying that they had the best press conference out of everybody.
Do you disagree? Like, do you think something else?
No, I think I agree.
Yeah.
I mean,
I definitely agree.
Of course, they had to show their Just Dance and.
Yeah,
you know,
and it was awkward.
Usual.
There was like a panda.
Yeah, but you know what? I felt like this year, I was talking to also Tina, that she's from the Mashable Gaming site. And it's true what she was saying to me. Is like, this is the first time that the developers was getting the shine. Because before, previous years, it was all Aisha Tyler. You know, first of all, she's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, but this is the first time that the developers were getting like the shine, you know, showing their games and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different. You know, so yeah, I think it was good, really good. I love the intro. I love the whole Nintendo Mario Rabbids. Yeah. You know, that was really cool.
You know, my favorite moment from that.
What? Which one?
When they showed the developer and he was crying, and it was so sweet. But then they didn't let him on the stage.
Yeah,
they were just like,
you could
like,
tell. But they gave him this prop, so he shined right there,
yeah,
big time.
Yeah, it was very cute. He was like crying and stuff. Yeah. But I still thought it was weird they didn't let him on stage.
But that's like, it's like a dream come true. You know, he's been
Miyamoto talking to you.
a legend. You know, it's crazy. Imagine it's you. I'll be freaking out. I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe
this. I'd melt in my seat.
Somebody that basically changed my life. You know, I became a gamer because of him.
And he's giving props because he...
And he gave you props? Man, that's like... Yeah, big moment. That's amazing, man. You know,
and it was really cute.
Yeah. P, anything else, P, for that you tried out? Oh, any plans for tomorrow, too? We got to talk about
tomorrow,
that.
Tomorrow, Ubisoft. So we'll be able to check out and hopefully get interviews for the stuff that we missed out at the pre-E3 show.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I'll finally get my hands on Far Cry 5. I know you and Paris got to go out to the Far Cry 5 event.
Yeah, let me tell you, that game is pretty serious.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I'm looking forward to finally getting my hands on that.
Yeah.
Skull and Bones.
You know, I really want to try that. It reminds me of Black Flag. It's basically
Black
Flag.
It's essentially Black Flag. Yeah. In my opinion, from what I've seen so far, obviously, you know, this is speculation, but I'm thinking it's Sea of Thieves meets Black Flag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a little bit more adult on the Black Flag side. So... Mm. Yeah, you know, who doesn't like a good pirate story? Then later in the afternoon, Destiny 2.
Oh, WB. Oh, we got WB.
Destiny
tomorrow.
2. Nintendo. Call of Duty. You've got Nintendo, so that's going to be huge.
Yeah, I'm like a little kid tomorrow, man. I'm going to be playing that. What else they have on Nintendo? It's Mario Odyssey.
Splatoon. They have the Mario Rabbids as well there.
Yeah.
Fire Emblem Warriors?
Oh, that's the other one.
Oh, yeah, Fire Emblem Warriors. Yeah.
I want to check that out, too. Because I haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance to check that out, the Mario Rabbids stuff. So I want to check that out, you know.
It's fun, man.
I'm so hyped for it.
That's also one of the biggest surprises for me, is playing that game for the first time. I was hooked. Super.
Have you ever played XCOM?
Yeah, I play XCOM.
Oh, is it not the same thing?
It's exactly that.
It's exactly.
I'm so hyped because of that.
But that's why.
The thing is just the whole combination with both Mario and Rabbids.
No, I'm completely in. Like, people were talking so much smack about like Mario and Rabbids, and I'm like, the Rabbids Wii game was a hit.
It was. Yeah, it was
just
a lot of fun. Yeah.
In high school, we played it all the time. Yeah. Relax. Yeah. So I was already an apologist for it.
And not only that, it's on the go.
Yeah, that's it.
If now you could play it at home, and the story is kind of interesting too, you know. So
I want to know what happens with Princess Punch. I call her Princess Punch.
You know, it's cool too. The one that's like Luigi.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with a hat to the side. He's hip hop. Let me tell you.
That's your boy. That's your dog.
Yeah. So Pete, we have our sponsor for
absolutely.
This
so you know, shout out again to the whole Western Digital team for sponsoring us. For E3 and moving forward, shout out to them. I can't wait till I get home so I can get my build.
Paris is ahead of the game.
Yeah,
man.
I know. He got his in.
Yes.
But yeah, I can't wait because I can't wait to take advantage of everything, including, you know, the new SSDs that they sent over and the hybrid SSDs.
Yep.
So, you know, With Western Digital, you're now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives that fit your unique needs. And when you add the superior performance of a WD solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speed so you can boot your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with a reliable WD hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed videos, podcasts, and more all in a single place. And for a limited time only, Gamertag Radio listeners can get 20% off WD SSDs with the coupon code WDGTR. So find out more, just go to WD.com/GTR.
And take advantage, because it's limited time.
Limited time. I mean, the good guys over on our Discord server, they've been hitting it up, taking advantage of the deal. Hopefully everybody else is too.
All right, but thanks to Western Digital for the support. And what about VR? Have you been trying out any VR games?
Yeah. Oh.
Everybody's looking at you like, yeah.
I checked out Transference. We talked about that
okay,
really quick.
Okay, all right, I'm
terrifying.
Not the only one. All right, perfect. So now we got to talk about
terrifying.
This.
Terrifying.
Very creepy.
Dude,
I was trying to figure out, okay, I put it on. First of all, I got a little bit dizzy because I'm not used to the whole VR thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So same. I had to get used to it. The first 5 minutes was really rough for me. So,
how long did it take you to beat it?
It took me a while because I didn't know what to do. I was like, wait a minute. Okay, so every time I press the button, like the switch, the lights, it will take me back to like a different time.
Yeah,
so I'm like, all right.
It was like a whole puzzle in that.
Because the thing is, they don't explain to you. They're like, look, this is a puzzle. You're on your own here.
It's so cool. It was like a ride, wasn't it? It was like going into the Tower of Terror or something. They like showed you a video, then you put on the
sound is crazy,
cool.
Special effects.
The way that the game works is just like you have to solve basically a puzzle by, if you remember Resident Evil 7, where you mess something up in a tape and it appear in a later time period. Mm-hmm. It's a lot like that, where you do something in 1993, you flip a switch, you're in 2002, and suddenly you're able to do something else. Yeah. And you just basically have to solve the puzzle of the and continue a story. But all the while, there's this really creepy guy with a shotgun.
Yeah, and like a little kid, too.
Yeah, the little kid's even worse.
But here's the thing, that's not even part of the game. That's just the concept. Because I interviewed the developers, too. So I was like, hey, is this part of the story? Like, nah, man, this is just strictly
but it, like, concept. It will follow, like, psychological trauma and individuals and all that. I'm really, like, intrigued by it. Although I was like this the entire time, like, holding up my hands to not see anything.
So for listeners out there, you walk around inside of this house.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, what's going on? I was picking up everything, pills, vegetables,
like,
books. I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm opening cabinets, like finding stuff. I find like a ball. I'm like, all right, so I threw it somewhere. I'm like, is this it? Like, I was trying to figure out the whole puzzle. Then I hear some guy talking. I'm like, wait a minute, who is this?
So
I go downstairs.
Oh no!
And he kills me. I'm like, oh, okay, this is not.
Did you like scream? Because I screamed and I'm self conscious.
I didn't scream. I was like, I was getting annoyed. I'm like, what I have to do? I'm trying to figure out. So then I was like, wait a minute. I went to the, I think it was like to the past.
Yeah, you go into the past, you pick up the frame, you go into the future, you put the frame there,
put the frame,
you go back in the past, and
then
it's no
the
longer,
whole place just turns crazy.
He's no longer in the basement. It's like a really cool puzzle.
Yeah, I think it was super cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not really used to the whole VR thing, but they said, I asked them,
non-VR, right?
If this is only VR, and he was like, no, this is going to be available for VR and not VR. But he said the experience is better playing VR. So yeah, it was cool. Really, really cool. Any other VR games? I know they announced like Fallout VR.
Yeah, and the Elder Scrolls VR too. Yeah, they announced that as well. Yeah, that sounds.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was Skyrim VR.
The thing is, that's a very long game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be.
Do you see yourself sitting down for hours playing that? Like,
I don't see myself buying that game for a sixth time.
Nah, I think a game that we talked about for that one.
Experience is great.
I'll definitely play that.
It's a short experience.
Yeah, short experience, but Fallout.
That's another long experience.
Yeah, I don't see myself doing that. I don't know.
I think we're going to see that. I think VR is better when you're making games just designed with VR in mind rather than the other way around, trying to make a game that wasn't VR into VR. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think the more fun
like,
games...
Like I Expect You to Die or something like that. That spy game for VR. That's really well done.
Mm.
But
I played some short, like a game called Spark.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a VR like sport game where it's like very simple. It's almost like, I guess almost like Windjammers a little bit, almost like a futurist or like a Tron kind of thing.
The Tron Windjammers. That
yeah. So like that, yeah. That neon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was cool. It's very simple too. Like you just have one. You're just throwing a ball. Like you throw a ball at the opponent and you're trying to hit them. But they're all. It's like almost like dodgeball. And then you're trying to like block it and dodge there. It's a very simple game. I got super into it. I think I was like freaking out the Sony guy that was playing against me. I heard me like grunting and like trying to dodge and like.
But see, it's crazy that last year it was all about VR. They were pushing that. Was it last year and 2 years ago? Well, because of the like... PlayStation VR, of course, and Oculus and all that stuff. But like this year, I feel like it's there, but it's not at as big as previous years. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I knew it would happen.
Yeah, I think it was a little hype. I think
literally when I was on an episode of GTR in Miami, I literally said, this is just a fad.
Yeah, yeah, it's not going to last long. It's going to be all right.
Whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, it's eventually going to mature enough. I still think it's still in the early phases. I actually had I was supposed to go check out Archangel from Skydance, and today's schedule was just too hectic. I'm hoping to be able to follow up with them. I already sent them a notification to see if I can get in sometime tomorrow because I do want to check it out. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to dip my toe in the VR waters. There's few games, in my personal opinion, that fit really well, and unless it's designed specifically for it, it feels kind of clunky.
Yeah.
There's only been a handful of games that can start off as a controller or keyboard-based model that translate well. Mm-hmm. Games like No Man's Sky, I'm going to say it, if it had, you know, VR support.
Yeah, I could see that.
So
that would be really cool.
Yeah, flight games really lend well to a model like that because if you could be in an airplane, I mean, actually, as a pilot, you need to be able to see all the way around you. And something like that, or maybe a boat. I mean, hell, even maybe a fishing game would be pretty cool.
You know which one is really good? Thumper.
Oh, Thumper was great.
Yeah, that's right.
Honestly, that's like game of the year to me, man. Like,
that's a fun game.
So, that game is so good, man. That soundtrack.
Oh, game of the year, though?
Well, this game came out last year for the PlayStation, right? PlayStation VR. I got it for the Switch. So that was like the first time for me to, you know, playing on the Switch and stuff. But I got hooked, man. I was playing that game straight up like 2-3 weeks straight. Non-stop.
It might still be the best VR game right now for PlayStation VR.
Yeah.
I think you could still make that argument.
Yep.
Final Fantasy fishing game, though? It seems like a killer app.
Yeah, there's a VR fishing game.
It looks kind of cheesy.
Fishing VR game.
Did you not see the announcement for it?
What?
All right, prepare yourselves, hold on to your chairs, don't fall over. I've never played a Final Fantasy game.
Well, fishing VR should be your first foray.
Great. That's going to be my impression of Final Fantasy moving forward. So when VR fishing.
When everyone's ranking their favorite Final Fantasy, you can say, by far, Final Fantasy 15 fishing VR. Monster of the Deep is my favorite.
You always love the first one, so you'll love that one.
Game of the year. Game of the show, too. Oh, man. Insane, man.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
Anthem. Your thoughts about Anthem?
I'm getting hyped.
Super hyped. Super
the little, like,
now, what?
Flying
why are you so hyped about the game?
Because you can fly around with the jetpack going like this.
And you go to the water. You could swim.
That's the most impressive part, I think. Like, you start from the air, and then you go to like this forested ground level, and then all of a sudden, like the character just jumps underwater, and there's like a whole environment to explore. I thought it was really impressive.
It's like Paris and P. They're like huge fans of Destiny, right? And I'm looking at this game. I'm like, oh my god, Destiny looked like a cartoon compared to this, man. Like, now my question is it going to be smooth? Is it, you know how it is? Like, these companies always show games, and it looks perfect on the screen.
Yeah, they show the
E3 version.
They show
the super sizzle reel that they've been working on.
Yeah, but I'm wondering how that's going to work. People joining in and out, you know. I'm wondering how smooth is that, man, you know, so...
Hey, you know what though? They definitely did it right though. I mean, if they're selling us a bill of goods, they did it well, because that E3 trailer looks super impressive.
Really, yeah, really definitely. Good. Yeah, and it's good that Microsoft saved it for last, man.
Oh, I'll say this: it's not a surprise that a game like that exists, because you have games like The Division that, when they were announced 2-3 years ago, they translated and they look exactly the finished product looked.
Look, not the bugs.
Like what you got. It looked. And, you know, and kudos to Ubisoft and Massive. They fixed it, you know.
Oh, yeah,
they did. Albeit,
they did.
It took them a while to finally get their legs. Mm-hmm. Again, it was brand new IP, new, you know, a new world, you know, to them.
And
you
it
know,
sold
how to
a
do
lot
it.
Of units,
it
too.
It sold well. It after the initial sales support was really strong, I'm hoping that it's enough to maybe warrant a second one. But going back to what you guys were saying about Anthem, I think it's possible. They should be able to deliver. This is BioWare, right? This mm-hmm. is still, you know, this is still BioWare we're talking about. And if they've got the support from EA like they should be, they can deliver it. They can do it. We've seen it. We've seen them do it before. Mm-hmm. So
now my question to you is, you know, they showed that game last and it was all about Xbox One X. Is that going to convince you to maybe get the console or not really?
I mean, it's tempting because it does look really fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you want it almost like a toy. You just really want it. But I'm not sure I need it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's
Do you have a 4K TV or no?
I don't have a 4K TV, but if I had one, I've been thinking about getting, because I almost got one with the PS4 Pro. I held off a little bit because of the Scorpio. I wanted to see how powerful the Scorpio looked. Now we know it's Xbox One X. But it's such an investment to get a 4K TV, then to buy another Xbox. You know, I already have an Xbox, to buy another one that's just like, it doesn't bring much more other than making my games really, really pretty. And don't get wrong, it looks really,
no, it
really
looks really
pretty.
Good. Yeah.
So but it's going to be a tough sell to people who already have an Xbox. Obviously, I think people who don't have one and have a 4K TV, it's going to be something that really looks attractive to them. But a lot of people already have an Xbox or they have a PS4. So it's going to be a tough sell to those people to convince them, hey, invest, you know, $500 or $1,000 if you don't have a TV yet or more to have the perfect experience, the best possible console experience. Yeah.
But you're not gonna miss anything if you decide not to buy the Xbox One X, you know. So just go with the One S and you're fine. Even the old school Xbox, if you wanna go like buy the microwave version, yeah, go for it too. That works.
That's what I have, VCR right? version.
Yeah. But indie games. Any games that yeah, to see this week too, because there's been a lot of cool ones so far.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited for Oobleths. Is that an indie game? Is that considered indie?
Yeah.
It's by Double Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, Double Fine. Okay.
Yeah, they showed that at the PlayStation conference.
It looks like Harvest Moon mixed with Animal Crossing, and I'm all in.
She's ready. All right. Any other ones? You know, The Last Knight looks interesting.
Oh my gosh, I checked that out. Well, they showed what they can show.
Right.
And it's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
So
it's like a 16-bit Blade Runner is what I see when I see that.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I love the concept and the design. Cool. I tried out Brawlout. It's kind of like Smash Brothers.
Brawlout.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. For Xbox One.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It was fun. It was actually fun. Actually, they had like a big group of people. They had like a little tournament there and they were screaming. It reminded me of like Smash Brothers, like when they have like their own tournaments and stuff. So I'm thinking of other games too.
Tacoma.
Oh yeah, Tacoma. Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, how was it, P? Because you got to see that.
I had a good time. It was kind of different. A game like that would probably lend well to VR as well. I didn't think about that until after the fact. I think that's something I should have asked the developers. That team is very interesting because that team behind the game has worked on major IPs. They've worked on for BioWare and you know, like I think it was Mass Effect 2 and BioShock 2. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they've got that big game experience and they know how to deliver. The game that they dropped before this won like Game of the Year.
Oh wow! Okay.
I want to say it was maybe Kotaku or something like that. So they know what it takes to bring in a really big, you know, how to develop a really good game, but having to work with a handful of people. So they're kind of spread thin, but it looks really good. It was fun.
Cool, man. Was that the only indie? There was a couple indie games at the
there
showcase.
There was a couple Xbox indie games
showcase.
There.
Oh, by the way, we have to talk about this. It's not an indie game, though. Your favorite.
Super Lucky's Tale. Oh, my God. It's so
it surprised
much fun.
Big time.
I mean, when I saw it on the screen at the press conference, I was like, okay, you've got my attention.
Yeah.
And then when I played it, you got my wallet because I'm in.
Yeah, actually, we were there at the Xbox showcase, and P was like, I got to find this game. That was the first game that you
Yeah, I made a beeline for it. I got past yeah. I passed the food. I passed the drinks. I went straight towards the title. And then, you know, I had a good chance to interview Dan Hurd. And then, like, I finished playing it. I even said this in the interview as well. I think I may have mentioned this when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
It was like, I was playing, and I kept waiting for someone to, you know, tap me on the shoulder. It's like, okay, your session's over. Get up.
And you're like, oh, man.
And but it never happened, and I was just like.
But like he gave you a pin.
Playing. Yeah. And
oh, you should talk about that little story.
Yeah, so I kept playing, and I was like, all right, nobody's going to stop me. I'm going to keep playing.
Yeah.
Nobody's stopping me. I'm going to play. And then finally, you know, I finished the level, and, you know, I got up and I was like, I turned around to the development team and the marketing people, and I was like, you guys have a hit. This game is amazing. And like their smiles are just like, and they were so happy. And it's like, at the end of the day, I mean, you know how, you know, the SALT story and, you know, developers and they're all like, you know, they feel like they're overworked and they're never getting the kudos and the appreciation. Mm-hmm. To see them hear that, you know, not just, you know, a facetious, you know, like, congratulations, it's a good game. But it was like, they saw the joy in my face that I was happy and enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to be a great game, and I'm definitely going to be supporting them.
Yeah, and he got lucky. They,
Lucky,
hey!
Yeah. I got one of the I got one of the Microsoft Super Lucky's Tale pins.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So,
yeah, it's cool. Very cool.
And then I almost lost it.
All right, so what's next? We're going to wrap it up, but what's next for Twifinit? Any plans, any future plans for you?
Oh, for E3? We're just going to keep covering E3? And
after
E3.
After E3.
Oh, we you know, 24/7 coverage of all your video game news needs.
Back to work.
Yeah, back to work.
And more videos, right? More video content.
Oh, yeah, videos for me, yeah.
Yeah, you're still doing the whole positive gamers,
positive
right?
Positive gamers is still a thing.
We gotta do a part two.
Yeah.
Do you stream live? Like, is it on YouTube live or is it on Twitch or
on
like
Twitch,
where do you go?
Good job. We've started to do that a schedule like that, and we want to stick to it and keep doing it, and because we have like little fans that are nice and we like hanging out with them.
Well, pimp it. Like, where can they go?
You can find Twinfinit at twinfinit.net. Or twinfinit.com, actually. I forgot we bought that, too.
Oh.
We're no longer just .net.
Official.
That's good. And twitch.tv/twinfinit or youtube.com/twinfinit.
Yeah, P, I was watching, I think it was like WWE. I can't remember. It was one of the channels. And they were showing a game. Now I can't remember which game it was. And you know where they show like reviews, like, oh, yeah, Kotaku, IGN, this is the best. And then I see at the end, Twinfinit, I'm like, I know them.
it's I remember. So cool. I remember seeing that. I can't remember what game it was they were doing. Like, you know, like 9 out of 10. You know, at the end of like the cover of the commercial.
It was Uncharted, probably, because that was one that happened. Yeah, Uncharted, Dark Souls, possibly.
Yeah,
Horizon,
yeah. It's like, so I saw that coming up, and I was like, yummy.
Yeah. the reason why I'm saying this is because, you know, like, I remember Yami, you know, up and coming. You know, and I'm like, see. We talked a lot online and stuff, so it's cool to see, you know, you're working hard since day one, and now, you know, all these opportunities coming up for you, man. So that's awesome. Not only you, but the whole team, too, you know. So you got to keep on going, man. I think it's a good thing, man. And plus, she's in the movie The Messengers.
Ay, mijo.
I know.
Let me tell you about that. Yesterday, I went to Ubisoft, and then, like, Holly Hua and Youssef Maguid. Yeah, all of the PR for Ubisoft, they were all looking at me like they already knew me. And guess what? They did, because they saw the video.
That's right, because Stone showed it to them. That's
Last week. So
did you all have like a viewing for them? Like,
yeah, so this is what happened. So behind the scenes, I've been sending event copies to to Ubisoft and a couple other companies too. And they told me straight up, oh, we're excited. We're going to have a private screening with the whole PR team. So, yeah, they did that, and they were texting me while they were watching the movie. Yeah, so it's cool that they mentioned that.
Yeah. They were like, your part was so adorable. I was like, please don't.
I'm not ready for this.
And actually, B, too, he got to see it for the first time.
Down in Miami.
Yeah, we were there.
We were there.
Yeah, and you liked it too. You're like, oh man, this is awesome, right?
Yeah,
it
was really cool. Absolutely. I mean, we were part of the whole recording process when you know, last year here at E3. So shout out to Neil following us, you know, following along on the trek, the sore, the sore calves like, and hamstrings,
diving into the world of E3 and just like so much work.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, and shout out to them, good guys over there, Chris, Willie, and everybody else.
Definitely. But I just want to say thanks to Infinite, the whole crew. Thank you for coming. Great conversation, Pete. Tomorrow's our last day, man. Yeah. Tomorrow's the last day. My God, so much content, man.
Yeah,
with only three of us.
Yeah,
and shout out to Brian. Brian, CBS Radio New York. Shout out to him, man. He's been helping
us
out.
And Anthony, too, from LA. CBS Radio. Thanks for hosting us for 3 days out here. Thanks to Airbnb for making our stay possible.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's been good, man. The great E3 so far.
Yeah, shout out to Western Digital as well.
I've been having a blast, man, with this year's E3, man. So let's see. All right, until next time, we're out. Peace.
Peace.